Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some extension news and remind everyone of the upcoming county fairs coming to both Canton and McPherson. But first, for today's Did You Know? History was made in Kansas 2 weeks ago at the Charlay Junior National, labeled as Char Cup 26, held in Hutchinson at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. It was one for the record books, finishing as the second largest junior national in the American International Junior Charlay Association history, with 497 cattle shown and an incredible 267 exhibitors representing 29 states and Canada. Not only did this year's event rank second in all-time entries, but it also was tied for the highest number of states ever represented at the AIJCA Junior National, a true statement to the strength, passion, and the future of the Charlay breed. Thank you to every junior, family, breeder, volunteer, sponsor, and supporter who made this historic week possible. The future of the breed has never looked brighter. In my extension news, this week kicks off the county fair season here in McPherson County, with activities starting on Thursday night at the McPherson County Fair in Canton, with entries making their way to the fairgrounds. The fair parade starts down Main Street of Canton at 6 p.m. on Thursday, followed by the CPRA rodeo at 8 p.m., with a chicken scramble for kids ages 0 to 7. Friday is a day of judging of the different project, with the kids' pedal tractor pull registration starting at 5 p.m., and the pull at 6. At 6:30, the free barbecue starts with a Friday night rodeo ticket. At 8 o'clock, the rodeo starts, and this night, the feature calf scramble is for kids ages 8 through 12. Evening entertainment will be Brady Nichols and the High Plains Drifters. Saturday kicks off with the livestock shows, and then at 6 p.m. is the annual Buffalo Chip Throwing Contest. That is right before the famous Demolition Derby, starting at 7. The evening's entertainment after the Derby will feature Dak Beeson. Then starting the weekend of July 25th, we are hosting the McPherson County 4-H Fair here in McPherson. Saturday is a full day of judging projects with the Farm Bureau Rural Appreciation Dinner from 5:30 to 7:30. Plan to attend the food auction at 6 p.m. in the Livestock Arena on Saturday night. Sunday has more judging of projects with a breakfast at 9 a.m. and a church service starting at 10:15. Don't forget the ice cream social under the 10 at 4:30, with the Barnyard Olympics taking place at 5, with the Round Robin competition starting at 7. Monday, we have more judging and a Parade of Champion luncheon starting at 1 p.m. at the First Christian Church here in McPherson. The fair social starts at 4 p.m. with the bounce house and the water slide, and we end the day with the Livestock Buyers Appreciation Dinner at 6 p.m. and the Livestock Premium Sale that starts at 7. What a busy July for County 4-H'ers. We hope to see you at one of the county fairs. As always, if you have questions about crops, livestock, lawns, gardens, trees, or upcoming extension programs, don't hesitate to contact us here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Our goal is to provide research-based information to help you make informed decisions for your ranch, farm, home, and family. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.